Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jake Logue, Christian Hager running all the controls. It's great to have you here on a Tuesday afternoon approaching rapidly 4 o'clock. Another big thank you out to Judy Diamond, who I've had the pleasure of getting to know in the mornings on B103. If you want to check us out, we start at 6 a.m. every single weekday, and then I'm back with you in the afternoons doing sports. But another great reason, a reason I'm already grateful and already feeling blessed to have had that experience only 6 days in at this point, is already I've gotten to meet a community leader, a visionary area that's doing phenomenal things that immediately struck a chord with me, and not in the way you might expect, but my personal experience made it strike a real chord, and someone who we're structured really tightly with the music running and some of the things that are going on, and luckily we have the opportunity to be a little more free flow here and be have a little more time and room to breathe. So I wanted to bring this gentleman back in. He is the founder of Just Breathe 815, which already out of the gate is a phenomenal name for an organization because it has this kind of zen, centered, relaxing feel to it, because all of these charities, there's a panic involved. There's a real sense of urgency, which is a great thing, but this is centered around everything's going to be okay. And that's targeted towards the demographic that they're working with their whole mission is to clothe and make sure that homeless teens or impoverished teens in our community have the resources they need to live worthwhile, active and fulfilling lives. He is Kevin Ware. He's kind enough to make it back down after being already down here in the morning late last week. So, Kevin, thanks so much for being here.
Man,
it's great
I'm so
to
excited
see you.
And grateful to be here, man. It's just a blessing opportunity to share about, you know, what God is doing in this community, and so many leaders are impacting these kids. Just Breathe 815, we just want to help the kids one life at a time. And Just Breathe 815 Sports, we want to put the kids in a game. So is this a blessing?
Yeah, we're going to get to all the sports stuff, you guys, too. But I want to retread a little bit something we covered over on the FM. Let's start with the foundation of the foundation. When did this germ of the idea form? Because the story is really cool. I know it. Christian doesn't. A lot of our listeners don't. Talk to us about how this idea came to be.
Yeah, Just Breathe 815 started over a casual conversation with my daughter in the living room. One day, Bree, she's a junior at Purdue University. One day, I had noticed that she's always sharing stuff on Facebook about missing kids and runaways. So I said, Bree, why are you always doing that? And she said, Dad, it's sort of like you, how you're passionate about the homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
And Bree, in her own way, she said, Dad, where do the kids go whenever they need clothes? And I was like, what? I mean, I didn't have an answer for it. It was like a, it was a weird moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked up the, we always do research, and we found that Rockford is the second in the state of Illinois for homeless teens.
Wow.
At the time, there was 2,578. And then we did further research and found out that in, according to Illinois State Board of Education, in RPS 205, there's 282,276, and 7% of them are homeless. So you do the math, that's 1,978. So we started collecting gently used clothes for homeless teens and those in need one life at a time. And we, it all started with a box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally. My wife came up with this idea to order boxes from Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
right? We had no money, no resources, and no plan. And I was like, what? Home Depot boxes? Right. So then we called around after we got our logo on a free logo maker
right.
To put the logos on the bins, right? And it was so expensive. So my youngest daughter she just graduated from Rockford Christian. She's an artist.
Wow.
So dude, she drew all the logos
on all the boxes.
All the boxes, right? She was so smart that they, went and got like a stencil. So we were all in our garage. I mean, literally spray painting, because once you find out about what's going on in our local community, you just want to get in the game and help these kids. So,
well, that's the same experience I had talking to you. 'Cause when I think about my life, and I think about the struggles that I've had despite no barriers to entry of success,
mm-hmm.
From my experience, income bracket and family, where I went to school, my environment around me, and yet you still all have struggles. All of that's relative. Imagine not knowing if you had a clean pair of clothes to put on in the morning. Imagine if you didn't have toothpaste to brush your teeth with in the morning to start your day. If you didn't have something to wash your hands and face with. Imagine then trying to make things happen. And so when then I hear you talk about that you, your daughters, your family identified that small but yet so huge part of setting kids up for success. It was just an immediate chord strike. I think that speaks volumes to the awareness that you guys operate with, that you could see something that's so small yet so big.
It's so big. If you think about Abraham Maslow's theories of needs as food, shelter.
Yeah.
And if those needs and safety are not met, think about a kid going to school all week and wearing the same clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping on someone else's couch or she, or they haven't had a warm meal. How do we expect the kids to learn if they're not prepared to succeed? You know what I'm saying? So Just Be Real on Five, our goal is to help these kids to succeed one life at a time.
I mean, being in middle school, being in high school is already an outright war.
Mm-hmm.
Just the social pressures, all of these things that you're dealing with just from being in school. Compound that with those things you just talked about. You think there's no consequence socially from showing up in the same pair of clothes and the same pair of pants and shirt every day?
Yeah, the kids have a lot of shame, a lot of guilt because of circumstances they have no control of. You know, poverty, if you're born into poverty, you don't have a choice over that.
Yeah.
So we want to provide that safe space and that safe place. That's why we opened the Resource Center at Second Congregational Church. And then we just launched our second location at the Unitarian Church because we want to have that safe space and safe place where the teens are able to come in. We provide a meal, clothing, if they need to take a shower. We had Home Depot donated. I mean, it's crazy. They donated 4 washers and dryers. I mean, literally to help these kids.
Yeah.
There's so many people that want to impact the lives of these kids because when you do the research and you find out about it, and then we're a volunteer organization. You know, we apply for our nonprofit status and we got approved in 15 days. I shared the video on Facebook. I cried like a schoolgirl.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of agencies won't work with you if you don't have your 501c3 status. So you got to be official and things like that. But there's so many kids out here. We have this saying that, you know, some of us have wounds that you can see, like a broken arm.
Right.
But then some of us have wounds that you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these kids have, you know, they're going to alternative schools. They have these labels put on them and they're in poverty. And how do I see my way out of that? So all we want to do is provide that safe space. We want to add value to their lives. It's the simplest things. It's just like showing up. Some of the kids, they'll go through the whole day and no one actually asks them, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that part of what we do at the Resource Center? There are people there that are trained to some degree that to talk to them and deal with some of those issues. Because we're talking about compounding problems and things that, you know, we always hear about kids who leave this world too early. And they, by all ostensive views, had everything going for them. Mm-hmm. But like you said, wounds you can't see.
Yeah.
That you'd never know what's going on in someone's head. Now we take all of those very real world problems and very visible problems. And one thing to talk about, we compound it with that stuff. I mean, that's a walking nightmare. So they come to the Resource Center. They also have some of those problems. Is there things that are in place and process to also help with some of those things as well?
Yeah, so we use a curriculum for life skills. We're teaching the kids about the importance of education. Just last week, we were talking to kids about the importance of staying hydrated and drinking water because it's so hot outside.
It's hot in the studio, maybe hotter than it is outside.
Bro, Lord, I'm like, I need one of Martin Luther King Church fans. It's so hot outside. You know?
when Kevin came in to be 103 the other day, he had the greatest line of all time, Christian. He said, my right guard went left at the gym this morning. And I've been thinking about it the whole time since the last 7 days. I've been trying to find a way to shoehorn that one into my life.
You
can't beat it.
Like, you'd be at Planet Fitness working out, and you're right guard. You just, you know, it's just like, oh, my God. Yeah. I smell like a billy goat.
It went left on me.
And that's a big thing for our kids, you know, especially boys. Our biggest need is deodorant and pants, boys' jeans. Because, you know, boys, hygiene is something. Like, who's going to teach a young man how to shave?
Exactly.
Who's going to teach a young man? We'll have a life skill class where we're teaching the kids how to tie a tie.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. A lot of the kids, they've never been taught that. They've never been shown that. But if you grew up in a home without a father.
So let's say you do all the right things and you go to school, you get great grades, you finish school, you have a job interview. I don't know how to tie a tie.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we do those simple, small things like teaching the kids how to tie a tie or shave or teaching them about the 3 R's, respect, responsibility, and always doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a big thing for our youth is boundaries. They don't have a lot of healthy boundaries. If you are in poverty and you are growing up in a home, or if you're on the street or you're with your grandmother, you're sleeping at a shelter, who's teaching you healthy boundaries? you know? So we're adding, teaching the kids about boundaries as well. It's just so important for us to build into that foundation.
We're speaking with Kevin Ware from Just Breathe 815, one of the most worthwhile, coolest organizations. I've had the pleasure and the honor of hearing about and getting a chance to interact with him and talk to him about. Also, some phenomenal sports programs. And Kevin, as long as you have a little bit more time, we're running a little bit behind schedule, so I want to hit a break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of that stuff.
Of course, man. Pleasure to be here.
Kevin Ware, Just Breathe 815, hitting a quick break. You're listening to Sports Fan Radio 1330. Sports Fan Radio 1330, live and back with you for the next 53 minutes or so. My name is Jake Logley. He's Christian Hager, running all the controls, and joining us in the studio, a very, very special guest from Just Breathe 815, a tremendous organization in our area helping homeless and impoverished teens get the resources they need to be set up for success. And Kevin Ware, really, we just had a listener call in and ask, and I like to think of it, when you're in this job, for every one that calls, there's 100 out there wondering, okay? Mm-hmm. So that means there's a lot of people out there probably wondering how we can get involved. Do we need volunteers? What will we ask of volunteers? Things like that, and where they should go to sign up for those sort of things. So I'll give the floor to you. Where would you encourage someone to go online, in town, to sign up to be a volunteer?
Yeah, they can go to our website, justbreathe815.com, and we have our sign-up genius. We use the same sign-up genius that RPS 205 uses. And we also, whenever the volunteers, we do a background check on every volunteer, because it's so important. If you, when you're interacting with the kids, you never want to break trust with the kids. So it's about safety, and our location, we provide that safe space and safe place. We always need volunteers, especially male volunteers. It's just a blessing to have a male pouring into somebody's life. Is just, it means so much to a kid, especially in middle school, where they're going through that identity phase, where they're that believe, belong, become. They're trying to figure out where they belong, and to have that male come alongside. And this, both, it's a male and a female. You know, I have daughters, and just to impact their lives. So yeah, we would love to have volunteers. We're open on days from 4:30 to 7:30 at the 318 North Church Street, the Second Congregational Church. And every Tuesday, we're open at the Unitarian Church. That's our breathing room experience, from 4:30 to 7:30 as well. Because all we want to do is provide that safe space and safe place for these kids, right? And we want to put kids in the game with Just Breathe 815 Sports.
Absolutely. And that's what we wanted to get to here, is that there's a direct connection to what we do here on Sports Fan, because we love sports. We know the impact that team camaraderie, that challenging yourself individually, the growth that can happen within a person if you're within those programs. Unfortunately, all those things take time. All those things are not in your backyard, and they all cost a lot of money.
That's right.
So, not just to participate, but also to get all the equipment necessary. And now you're watching TV, and you see every football player having a million sweatbands up and down his arm. He's got the nicest, newest helmet and the nicest, newest Nike Vapor cleats. There's a lot that goes into not just playing football, but playing it in a way, you know, that kids can be involved. And you guys have identified that need, and you've asked our community to gather up, not, you know, the rattiest things in your closet, not the thing that you're going to throw away, lightly used sports equipment that your kids went through, that anyone in your family, that your neighbors went through, that would go, you know, to the rummage sale, to the yard sale, to the garage sale, and instead bringing them directly to kids that can use them to participate in a sport they otherwise would not have the opportunity to.
Yeah, exactly. Just 315. If you think about the average cost for youth sports is $391, right?
Yeah.
So it's just how it's, we're trying to break down that barrier, that pay to play mentality. You know, if you can't pay, you can't play. And something you said earlier is so much, is so important to teach the kids about time management, right? And they build into that leadership. And also, kids that participate in youth sports, they have a higher graduation rate. They have a higher percentage of attending college versus that kids that do not participate in sports.
Because there's a consequence then, right? If you don't go to school, if you don't pass, you're not playing.
You can't play.
And then you let your friends down, you let yourself down, all those things. Again, self-accountability, responsibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the R's, right?
Yeah, it's one of, is respect, responsibility, and always do what's right, you know? And when you're culturally, historically, some of your choices that you've chosen aren't right, you need to have positive adults in your life to help you reform that foundation in your life and help you have healthy boundaries, you know? And that's one of the things that we try to focus on, of how to talk to, you know, adults, how to play sports, how to interact with your peers and be okay. That's another thing that a lot of the kids, they are not okay with their circumstances, and we want to add value to their life. We want to continue to show up, you know. And I had a situation happen a couple of weeks ago where a young man made some bad choices, and I was the family invited me in to speak in court for this young man. And, you know, I personally feel as though I failed him as being a positive role model in his life, because one of the centers closed, right? Now this young man is in jail for 30 years and he's only 16.
Yeah.
So think about that. So understanding that, having that positive role model, male or female, just showing up in someone's life means one, all you have to do is spend time with one person, and that one act can change their life. It can change the trajectory of their life.
I can't fathom someone leaving home because they feel cared for, respected, that they are valued in the same way that so many other people do and take for granted. So, I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you're trying to offer, the phrase that keeps getting reiterated, safe place, safe space, to be and feel valued in that way. I mean, again, it connected to me in the sense that, you know, we all struggle with that, and I've never had anything standing in the way. I could not even imagine what these kids go through. Some people start on third base in this country, in this life. These kids aren't even out of the batter's box yet. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a chance to. Haven't had a bat to swing.
Right.
So what can we do to get them on track so they can start running? Put them in the game.
Put them in the game. Help the kids with the resources, community resourcing, providing those, you know, hygiene supplies, the clothing, the cleats. That's why we collected cleats, and we bless so many kids. And it's all the community. It's the local churches. It's the local leaders that are impacting, that are just showing up and saying, once, you know, we tell them about what we do, they just jump right in, because we have the saying, if you want to go fast in life, go alone. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go far in life, go together. And Just Breathe 815, our goal is to go together with the homeless teens and those in need, one life at a time.
So right now we're taking equipment for football, boys soccer, golf, tennis, and cross-country track.
Yeah, we want to put kids in the game. And a couple of things we got coming up soon. In September, we're going to have a basketball skills camp.
All right.
With he was the NBA player for the Vancouver Grizzlies, U.S. Olympic bronze medal winner, Ashraf Amaya. He's going to be there. Yeah. He was at our kickoff launch event at Flynn. It was 135 kids, yeah, man. It was crazy. They were so happy. He talked to them about the importance of education and healthy living and just education. And, oh, my God, it was just like, it was crazy, man. It was just such a blessing. So when we were putting together our camp for basketball, it was a no-brainer. He was like, of course I want to help out. You know what I'm saying?
I could probably take him in one-on-one, right, Christian?
Absolutely. Bro, he like 6'9", man. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm a tall drink of water at 5'10 and 1/2
inches.
I want
to see you front him in the post and see what happens.
But he has a clinic that he does in Chicago where he helps kids and works with at-risk youth, so he understands the importance of education and eating healthy and physical education. So we just want to put kids in the game. We want to provide that safe space and safe place. We want to help them with the resources they need to succeed.
If folks have some of this stuff, and cleats, compression girdle, practice shorts, water bottles, equipment bag, mouth guard for football, for soccer, cleats, shin guards, shorts, water bottle, sports bag, any golf, tennis, cross country, what are the drop-off spots? Where can folks get this equipment or clothes, if they have that, do into the right hands?
Yep. So one of our drop-offs is our A1 Since Day One Salamone's Italian Pizzeria. Oh, my God, we love them. The food is so good. And also B&H Office Furniture, Ryan Brower. It's just a blessing down on Broadway. And also another location, I just did a huge pickup. Oh, my God, they filled my trunk up with so much clothes. It's a blessing. It's Ekberg Insurance Group off of Mulford. Tyler Pickering, we love him. He's just a blessing. And then also the Unitarian Church as well on East State Street, off of East State Street. And Second Congregational
as well.
So the
resource centers too.
The resource centers a drop off as well. So, and the thing is, every donation that we receive gets sorted, washed, and distributed right to the kids.
Amazing.
Well,
thanks to Home Depot, because they gave you the machines to launder that.
Dude, man. Home Depot, they just surprised us, man. It was just crazy. I was crying like a schoolgirl. I was like, what? Because we knew they were going to give like two. They were going to donate two. But then they were like, you know what, Kevin? You guys have been doing so many great things. We're going to donate two more.
Now,
dude, that is crazy.
You're
man.
Hearing all these businesses' names. That should give you an idea. And I've already talked to Kevin once over down the hall in B103. I was so impressed. I wanted to bring him over here so I could have full opportunity to talk to him. That gives you an idea of just how much our community is rallying around this organization. And you now have the chance, if you go to the website and volunteer, could they also, if maybe they're not internet savvy, go to the resource center and get signed up through there, and then you could start the process of background checks? Yes. Would that be a possibility?
That's a possibility.
Okay.
And we're doing a big drive in a couple of weeks with Mary's by Design. They're, yeah. Oh my God, we're so, is there so many people that want to help? They're going to be, we're going to do our back to school drive August the 18th from 1 to 3. We're going to provide kids with free haircuts, backpacks, and meals, and also school supplies and school clothes as well. Because we did it last year, and we had 150 kids, so we're expecting probably about 200. And we have a special guest. This phenomenal group in Rockford has been killing the game. These three young men, positive men, is HB3. I hope I say the name right. They're going to be performing at our August back to school drive. So it's just going to be crazy, man.
That's amazing, Kevin. One last. Giving you the floor, because I love hearing you talk. You said during the break, I talk too much. I said, that's not possible. That's not possible.
Sometimes my wife's like, dude, you just know, time out. Just go sit in the... Because when you're passionate about something, you cannot stop talking about it.
The last thing I want to give you a chance to do is, if there's someone out there that feels alone, that feels like they're not being valued, that feels like they need to run away, that feels like they whatever they need, they are not getting from their home, what would you tell that person? What reassurances would you give them, and how would you inspire them to maybe come give you guys a visit if there's someone out there that is in their moment of crisis right now and needs you right now?
My grandmother taught me this when I was a kid, and I never understood this, that she would always have Cracker Jacks at her house, right? And I never understood why, but inside the box of Cracker Jacks, there was always a prize, right? And sometimes you had to dig deep to find what you were looking for, but there was a prize. And we want our kids to know that no matter what they've been through or what they're currently going through, that God has put a prize in them. And my grandmother taught me this. She would say, baby, God never makes trash. And I'd be like, she would always have Cracker Jack's box at the house, right? And it was a reminder. I've never had a box of Cracker Jacks with no prize in it. And each and every person has a prize that God's put in them. And all we want you to do is... give us a chance, you know, stop in. We want to provide that safe space. God has put a prize in you. It doesn't matter what you've been through or what you're going through. You are valued. You are loved. And if you show up, we're going to pour into your life, because it's all about what God has put into your life.
JustBreathe815.com. I can't even muster a response. JustBreathe815.com is the website. JustBreathe815 on Facebook as well.
Yep, JustBreathe815@gmail.com if you want to email us as well. But, I mean, and people stop me on the street. I was just in Art Deli just now. I mean, is this Rockford Art Deli? They're just a blessing. But, yeah, it's just about acknowledging people and adding value to people's life. People just need people to just show up, you know. Ask a person, how are you doing today?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that means so sometimes it's just that small thing that we can do that can change the trajectory of someone's life.
You're an inspiration. You're a gift. You keep saying everything's a blessing. You're a blessing for our community. No. And that's not blowing smoke. I'd say the mic's on, the mic's off. Thank you for everything that you're doing. I can't wait to see what the future holds with you, our stations here, specifically us with the sports. The sky's the limit. There's limitless possibilities of what we can do together. So thanks for planting that seed with us. I can't wait to see where it goes. This is one of many conversations we plan on having and one of many things we're going to do into the future. So thanks, Kevin, for coming down today.
Sir.
That's Kevin Ware, Just Breathe 815. We're going to hit a break. Back with more after this, Sports Fan Radio 1330.